Good afternoon, Jules fans. Welcome back to Jules in the Blood Injury Time Pod. We are back after a long absence, and all of us are here, myself, Boz and Matthew. How are you doing, fellas?
Full named. Why was it full named?
I don't know. I just thought, you know, I'd mix things up. It's been a while. Thought we needed to reintroduce ourselves to everyone again.
Oh, Matthew's very well. Thank you, Darren.
No worries. Mr. Mark.
Don't call me that. It's very wrong for you to call me that.
Mark with a C, because he is a C.
Clever boy.
You're definitely not clever, which takes...
We might as well just go straight onto it.
What was the word from last time? Seamless again.
Yeah,
seamless. Link. You've locked me out again.
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
Well, I was kind of doing you a favour, really. Not by locking you out, obviously.
Yeah, that really done me a favour.
No. Well, you shouted up and said you were popping out. You knew I was off to Aldi's. So I went to Aldi's and I went and get a phone call. I've left my keys inside. Why have you gone out? So, yes, locked out gate part two.
Part two. So that means you need to be locked in your room again, part two.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that. That's a bit unnerving. It wasn't intentional again, but at least this time it wasn't for hours.
And it was local. I knew where you was, so yeah. It weren't too bad. And
it was only a matter of minutes this time.
And then we ended up both buying milk.
I bought you milk, and then you bought you milk, yeah.
Yeah. I like the way that you bought me milk, and I just bought myself milk.
Yeah.
That was it. Matt, how was your week off?
It was alright, to be fair.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the match day live.
Yeah.
I was convinced we were going to win 3-2, even though I knew the result. I was trying to get signal on my little boat, so I had it on charge, because you can only charge in the evening and charge in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah, power supply was low.
First world problems.
So, left it on, went to have a shower, come back in, two tweets, Jules are 2-0 up, literally unlocked my phone to go through the timeline and read that we conceded 2 in the last 3 minutes of the half and it was 2 each, but never mind. It looked like a decent performance and it was nice to see us.
It was very,
bash the door down.
It was blatantly obvious it was coming as well, wasn't it, from where we were?
Yeah.
And we just had an update from the manager regarding a certain exit, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Well, we will move on to that. Other HQ chat, we bought a shed.
We have.
Just in time for the end of summer.
The days of buying alcohol and drugs are long behind us. We're now.
Hang on, we've never bought drugs.
What? Have you never bought a drug?
HQ is a party house.
He's classing paracetamol as drugs. All that time we spent 19
is your drug.
We've bought a shed, haven't we?
Yeah, we've done it just at the right time at the end of summer when.
You put the washing in there.
Yeah.
What is raining?
Next bit.
I was trying to think of how we got to it. So it was after the Blackpool game, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was.
So after the Blackpool game, me, you and Rachel come back here to HQ. I was in the other room, so I didn't catch the start of it, but I caught the best bit of it. So how did you start the conversation?
She showed me a book and went...
Called 1984.
Yeah, it said, I've been reading this, and all I read on the front...
So, the book was 1984 by George Orwell, which is effectively Big Brother,
isn't it?
Yes, effectively about Big Brother. So
that's not what I took from it.
Rachel shows you the book, said, this is what I'm reading at the moment. One, you're surprised because you don't know what a book is.
Because it didn't have any pictures.
Yeah. And then, what do you say?
Where's the pop-up?
I then ask, is that the green puppet?
The green puppet, and I went, no, that's Orville, you twat.
Oh my god, you fucking Orville, the bird went someone's hand up his arse. I thought it was George Orwell, literary genius.
So, Boz genuinely thought that Rachel Bradley, the intellect that she is, she's got a degree, as she would mention if she was here.
She does like to mention.
Shout out to the degree. You thought that she was reading a book about a green fucking bird from the 80s and 90s.
I was curious. I was a bit intrigued. Well, I'm more interested in that than the actual book.
Oh, so as soon as she started talking about what it was about, you probably switched off.
Oh, yeah, I switched off.
She didn't get that far because I then just started ripping into it.
George Orville.
Yeah. He got George Orwell and Orville the Duck mixed up.
I even started Googling it. The green duck.
And then you found a picture of Orville in a car.
Yeah.
And you said, even that fucker's driving before me.
Yeah, I did.
Got a bird and all.
Yeah, she is a bird.
Tommy Trueblue beat me. He's got a serious girlfriend, so I'm not happy with that.
Right, moving on to the caption competition.
Oh, I just added one.
Well, I'll let you read it out in a minute. What was it on Twitter, was it?
I just put it on Twitter.
Okay, that's fine.
Late to the point.
Whatever. So the picture was of me and you.
A little bit drunk.
a little bit drunk. You're sipping
any drugs?
A Coke. No drugs.
No drugs.
Music was our drug that night.
It was.
Wow.
With Rachel singing in the background.
Singing Roxanne.
Yeah. So, had a few comments. 80s Hog said, I've just pissed in that glass.
Yeah, because your face is like, ah, look what he's doing.
And Franco Shaughnessy, God, that stinks. God, that stinks, Boz. Last time I go with you to a Jill's curry night.
Yep, pretty standard for this house.
Yeah, you
fucking... There's usually a few odours floating around.
Yeah, normally all yours as well.
Well.
Again, this seamless link again for the next comment. Nigel Bluebeard. Stocky, wow, you just dropped one. Then put Mark chuckles, maybe.
Mark that's chuckles. A regular conversation in here, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
When you go, have you dropped one? I'm like, no. Well, not clearly I have.
Gary Myerscough, Boz, while Stocky's making weird faces at the camera, I'll work my magic on the women in the background. Hashtag hello, ladies.
Hashtag get out of your oil.
Gary Brad, wow, that's a big cock. I don't know
I think if he's talking about one of us
or, yeah, don't know what that's about. Yeah. Greg Lewis, ironically, it says witty above Stock's head, which is a bloody good spot.
Yeah.
And I love stuff like that. Mark Spencer, wrestling reference, you read it.
Boris, get the tables.
Yeah, you can read the next one as well.
Rachel, Boz playing the Roxanne drinking game, she knows.
And then that one and then your own one you can read.
James Wood.
Yeah.
On the left, I don't get that.
On the left, so...
Oh, yes, as in our performances. On the left, minutes 1 to 40, and on the right, minutes 41 to 45.
Which, I think that's
probably my favourite.
And then your comment.
I've just commented as well.
Yeah, let's find it.
And do you like me to look on my phone quickly?
Yeah.
It should be on the last of my tweets.
Not seamless today, is it, folks?
Not seamless today. You had a last minute caption, this is what happens.
I added it to it, and I said...
Take your time.
There is. When you order Boz a burger and he's not yet realised that the kebab shop have added sauce and salad.
I like that one.
Gotta be plain.
Right, so moving on to a bit of Jill's chat, and we're going to start things off. Shall we start with the Bolton today, or shall we start with new signings?
Do signings first.
Okay. So two in, one out.
Yeah. This morning's breaking a news.
Yeah. So Elliot
not from
List.
Dutch, I imagine.
No, I've got a Dutch rumour though. Don't you worry. Elliot List is gone.
Right, we'll do the ins afterwards then.
Oh, okay. Go on in.
Carry on.
You do what you want. Go on, you say about the ins, and then we'll talk about Elliot List in a minute. I mean, you started saying the big news this morning, so I thought that's what you was going with, but whatever. Someone carry us on.
Are you sulking?
Yeah.
Elliot List has left this morning.
Oh, so we're going out now, are we?
You just said we'll do what we want, so... And you're sitting there having a paddy, so...
Literally arms crossed.
What are we thinking? Surprised?
I am, yeah.
I'm a little bit surprised.
What about you? Because you weren't his biggest fan, let's be honest.
No, I wouldn't say like I disliked him.
Last season.
I wouldn't say, yeah, but when we was deciding whether he should get a contract or not, originally I said no, but then his last few performances where he played up top, I changed my opinion of him. And I thought he performed a lot better, and I thought he'd done well under Lovell last year. But I think this year, I mean, granted he hasn't had many chances, but from what I've seen... He hasn't looked great to me. I thought he looked all right enough against Blackpool, but he hasn't really stood out. So for me, I'm not too surprised that he's gone, and it might be a bit controversial, but I'm not that gutted either.
Yeah, you see, I kind of sit the other side of the fence. Yes, he's been inconsistent, but at the same time, on his day, and I know you can say that about others, but on his day, he's a match winner, which we don't have a lot of. I do wonder if, you know, let's mention it again, the striker that we should be signing, if maybe to raise funds, Evans may have just put a few names out there to see who we could drum up interest in, who we could get money for. So I'm thinking, I've said it for a while, Hanlon and List are very similar as players. Maybe both were offered out, and maybe List is the one that the bid came in for. I may be totally wrong, but you know, any money for a player at this level. I'm just really surprised.
And you're taking it, Matt?
Well, you're on one side of the fence and he's on the other, so I'm going to sit on the fence, I think. I can understand if it's raising funds to get in another player, then I'm all for it if it's a proven League One striker that we're looking at or whatever. But like I said to Boz, I was talking to Boz this morning on WhatsApp when it first came out, and I said, the thing we really have to judge it on is after Tuesday, when the deadline's done. And then, so we know what the squad is, we know what we've got in terms of replacements for Listy and other ones that people have not been happy about. And then obviously we start moving forward in terms of results. If we're sat here at the end of October and we haven't got a fucking football match, then obviously there's clearly going to be questions asked and Evans will have to answer them. But if we win today and then we win next week and we bring in, I know, two strikers Monday, Tuesday, are people really going to be that bothered?
Yeah, that's the point. Because
the thing is, with Listy, he's had potential for four years now.
Exactly.
Has he really kicked on?
See, I don't think, as I said, I think he had a decent spell under Lovell, but this year, for me, I don't think he's done enough and I don't think he's doing enough for Steve Evans, hence why he's made the decision that he's moved him out the door. I mean, it's a shame because it's another local lad that's come through the youth system that's going elsewhere.
Well, but he didn't really, did he? We got him from Palace.
Palace, didn't we, yeah.
Yeah, but he's still been with us for a while.
He's not like a Dacke or an Old Acre, is he? But yeah, I see what you're saying. It is harsh when they're young and you think they've got potential, but how long do you keep dining out on potential? Theo Walcott's made a fucking career out of it. So.
But I said to you guys this morning, heart's probably the wrong word, but I sent you a list of players who have come in and gone out, and it just seems it's part and parcel with Evans, isn't it? But
is that something we didn't know?
No, it's not. That would be my question. Which is one of the big reasons why I didn't want him. I've been trying to come round to him, and he did kind of win me over slightly with the signings, but for me, there's too many of Hart's probably the wrong word, maybe the core of the squad who have gone. And I worry if he doesn't work out, he could be gone by November, and then we're stuck with a load of players who potentially don't get on, who are all brought in just to fill gaps in the squad that Evans took a chance on.
It's
not just for this thing. I said this to you guys
it's
before.
It's gone deeper than our back four last season.
But from Evans' point of view, is that core, he sees that core as well, that's the core of a mid-table side, which is...
it's all levels again. Well, where do we want to finish?
Again, it's early in the season, but at the moment, we're actually worse off.
Oh yeah, at the moment we are, and
it's an lopsided look at the table anyway because of all these games in hand that teams are having as well.
You know, things will get better, but hopefully we'll see that maybe this time next
month. I hope I'm wrong. I hope, you know, in a month's time we're sat here with three or four league wins, but at the moment I'm not totally convinced.
I like Elliot, just don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting here saying he's crap and that.
I wish him the best. Like as I said, anyone that puts on a Gill shirt or, you know, prove me wrong if I don't maybe have the highest opinion of you or think others are better, then prove me wrong. And he done that when I said, like, I would have released him when he got offered the 2-year deal.
What did he want? He went about 55 games without scoring a fucking goal, and then he got 10 in his last 47 because he got two at the back end of 17-18, didn't he? Bristol Rovers and then Plymouth the last day of the season, and he scored 10 in 45 last season. Playing sometimes as a striker, sometimes as a wing. The thing is, I looked at his interview this morning with Stevenage, and basically it looks like he's been promised by... Who's the manager? Dino Marbury or something? Yeah. He's been promised that he's going to play up top. So, if Evans can promise him that, you can understand.
They might have a big lump. I know they've got Danny Newton there, haven't they?
And if we've managed to get a fee in as well, then... And that goes to all wages for getting in someone who's going to play centre-forward. Because we've still got Jakubiak, we've still got Marshall, we've still got Njoli that can all play from the side. So...
Yeah.
And apparently this lad... O'Connor, that was seamless. Look at that. Good sign is now.
So we're on to...
Apparently he can play anywhere down the left-hand side.
In. O'Connor in from Southampton.
We spoke about him on the vlog, didn't we? We don't know a lot about him at all.
No shit about him, to be honest.
Even more extensive foot manager knowledge.
I googled him and he had a completely different position on the website that I used. So.
Yeah, so apparently he can play anywhere on the left.
And left-sided centre-half at the pitch as well. So.
So that's interesting. And the return of Ollie Lee. A totally different player from when he was...
It's a return, but he's, like you say, he's completely
a totally different player
when he arrived. He was a kid when we had him last time.
He was a winger, wasn't he?
He was awful.
Where was he from? West Ham at the top? Was he at West Ham?
He was from West Ham.
Ben, I'll say, since he was with us, like I said the other night, he's been on Birmingham's books, done well in the Championship.
Yeah.
Did very well for Luton in League 2, early to move to Scotland.
Yeah.
He's done well in the last two seasons for Luton and Hearts.
He's been at a good club in Scotland as well.
Played about 95 games as well over two seasons, which for me is a really good sign in terms of he don't get suspended and he hopefully don't get crocked.
So were you thinking that's a good sign? Happy with that?
I'm not against that one. I think if he can fit he playing at number 10, then we've then got him and Regan. Because now obviously we've lost Lister, who can play there. We don't really know where Willett's going
to
play yet.
It'd be interesting to see, wouldn't it?
I mean, not today, I don't think he'll start today. I think he'll come on. But it'd be interesting. I don't know if he'll be playing from the side or as a number 10 or...
Find out, I suppose.
Well, the transfer nearly didn't happen.
Oh, yes, you have got... Again, seamless.
Yeah. We've had correspondence from...
Welcome back, Dutch.
Nice welcome back, Dutch. He's been on an extensive break.
Yeah, he didn't go anywhere. He was just absent.
So, rumour this week, and it involves... Ollie Lee, amongst others. So, he had just had a chat with Mrs. G. She took the kids to the Carrefour supermarché this morning. Ooh. They've got a special on hand wash and Le Crunchy Nut Corn Flakes.
Good to know.
There was only one box of flakes left, so she made a grab for it at the same time as another customer. They agreed to play rock, paper, scissors for it, and Mrs. G won. The other customer noticed Mrs. G's full-size tattoo of Harvey Lim and started the conversation. Turns out she is none other than... Liebert Henry's Auntie Violet.
Oh, okay. Not
a return
bad.
Of the Violet. Auntie Violet told Mrs. G that the Ollie Lee deal was almost certain to go ahead as Liebert is Ollie's agent. The only sticking point was that Lee and Evans don't see eye to eye on TV comedy and the team psychologists are worried that this will disrupt the equilibrium on the team bus. Lee loves police comedy The Thin Blue Line, whereas Evans says it's a pile of cliched horse shit. Evans, of course, has never missed an episode of Citizen Khan and won't allow anything else on the team bus. Eventually, they managed to put their differences aside by watching Goodness Gracious Me, which finally swung the Ollie Lee deal over the line. Meanwhile, the search for a striker continues by not looking at any strikers at all. He hopes that by ruling out every player in England, whoever is left must be the best option. He then previews Bolton at the weekend. Bolton's team news for the weekend is surprising. Turns out that Djorkaeff and Okocha are still registered and are keen to play.
Wow.
That is that.
I think I'd still take Okocha even at the age he would be now, to be honest.
Yeah, 40s.
He's got to be at least in his 40s, isn't he?
He's a player, aren't he? So, seamless link to Bolton today.
Yes.
JJ Okocha into Bolton. Look at that. Yeah. That's really good.
That's really good.
When it flows.
It really improves stuff.
Really flows. Yeah.
Like last time it weren't wrote down. This time it's wrote down.
Yeah.
Don't ruin it. Just get straight into Bolton there quick.
Bolton today.
What kind of Bolton? We have no idea.
They've been saved, which is good.
Yeah.
They made one signing.
Jack Hobbs.
Mainly going to be a team for the kids.
We hope.
Who have got a 0-0 draw. A 5-0 defeat and a 5-0 defeat.
And a 5-2 defeat in the League Cup.
And a 5-2 defeat in the League Cup. They're turning up to Fortress Priestfield today. We never give teams anything.
What
we always make the most of these situations.
Fortress Priestfield, who's that the home of?
Huh?
Fortress Priestfield, remind me, who's that the home of? Is it Generous Gillingham?
Generous Gillingham.
Generous Jules.
In which way, gents, are we going to fuck this up today?
Well, I did tweet in the week, didn't I? We spoke about it on the vlog when it got announced Wednesday and just put Wednesday Bolton saved, Thursday Bolton signed shitloads, Saturday let's predict which one of new signings scores last minute winner. We can't lose to the children, can we?
I looked on their
if we're 2-0 down at half-time, can we say that they've got to fuck off back home and get in the bed by nine so we have to abandon the game because they've got to be on the coach?
I looked at their squad list yesterday and it's not very up to date. I know Oztoomer is still on there and he's gone, and so is McGuinness and he's gone.
Yeah.
But apart from the two goalkeepers who are both senior pros, Remy Matthews and Jack Anik, one of the Aniks anyway, could be Ben, could be Jack, one of them.
That would be exactly the same.
Senior pros, other than that, they've got Jason Lowe and James Weir, ex-Man United, who signed from Hull. So it screams that a kid's going to score from 30 yards, don't it?
Some sort of clearance, wasn't it? The wind to catch it, it'll fly in the top corner. Jack Bolland will be caught in his
I said on the vlog, didn't I? I'd go for a nervy 3-2 win because I don't think we're going to keep the clean sheet.
You called it an exciting 3-2 win on the vlog.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, I changed the date to nervous.
It's all negative Saturday. Closer it gets.
I think we should win and hopefully, I know we've got to take it into context that we're playing effectively Bolton's youth team, but I like to think that it could be a result that could springboard our season.
Hopefully.
And get it going again.
That's what I was going to say. Professionalist says we have to make this a massive fucking opportunity to try and get up and running. So it doesn't matter, does
is,
it? Does
is it a little bit must win based on the circumstances and the start we've had?
I think it kind of is.
Coventry got laughed at the other week for 0-0, didn't they? So, and they conceded 15 in their last three competitive games and cancelled one. If we get beat, we're going to get absolutely battered to fuck by the whole of social media.
Yeah.
Including by probably most of our own fans as well.
Oh, yeah.
Especially those that are not the biggest lovers of Mr. Evans or Mr. Scully.
Exactly. So hopefully we'll be all right. But we'll be doing a vlog today and that'll be out probably later.
This afternoon.
About 6-7 along with the pod as well.
Hopefully lots of goals to talk about and hopefully they're all ours.
The content that we're just whacking just out.
Stuff out everywhere, aren't we?
You know, we don't do anything for a while and then we just whack it all out in one go.
Some of the boss's drugs later to keep me going.
Yeah, go on, get that paracetamol on the go. Anyone got anything else to add about Bolton today before we move on?
We have to.
Let's just hope it goes well, yeah.
There we go. You've heard it from us. We have to win. Right, this week's topic, superheroes. This was your topic, so I'll let you introduce it. And
it's the last one I've got, by the way, so now we're freestyling.
Yeah, I think we're out after this one.
This is the end of my list.
I've got one more, I think.
Did you watch the vlog? I did give you a little plug.
When?
What vlog? Thursday night?
No, I've not had time.
Oh, well, that's rude.
Sorry. I've been busy.
Fair enough.
What plug? Oh, the pod.
Plug the pod.
Okay. Yeah. Plug the pod.
Also, you go well over the top of it. It gets right bored of listening. You can't get going on.
Just carry on with your topic, please.
Superheroes.
Yes.
If you watched the vlog, which Stoppy hasn't.
Yeah, because I've been busy.
On Thursday, we did the plug. It has been on all the socials this week. Superheroes. Players so good they could wear a cape and their pants over their shorts. I'm going to go right back to 1995. Mark O'Connor, tricky winner before your time, was basically unplayable at times. Looked like the ball was glued to his feet. Assist after assist after assist. Until some fucker from Fulham broke his leg in about 800 places and he hardly played again.
Buzz, over to you.
Slightly obvious, much more recent, Cody McDonald for me.
Just going to leave it as that, no description or
anything. I think people know.
He likes to big everyone up.
Yeah.
There was one common one, wasn't there, in the comments? Mr. Gillingham.
Hesse.
All right, we're just not going to talk about my one now. Just going to fuck me off.
Over, who's yours? Andy hasn't
time. Jake hasn't time. No, mine is Matt Jarvis.
Yeah.
I just thought, just every time he got the ball, he just thought something was going to happen. And I thought he was invincible and I thought he's going to the next level, which he did. And it was a joy watching.
Again. Kept going.
Yeah, watching his career up to England and Premiership. And yeah, I'd say probably him.
Has he got a club yet?
No, he seems to be doing a lot of media work on his Twitter.
He was wasn't he at Crawley the other night when they got beat by...
Was he?
When Norwich got beat by Crawley, yeah. I'm sure he was in the thing.
Yeah, he's been doing some media work.
Any more?
What, from me?
Just in general.
Well, I can chuck out some more names if you want
me
to.
Yeah, I can go back to when we first started going.
Nyron Osworthy?
Yeah, Nyron Osworthy, Chris Hope. I love Chris Hope.
I'd even say recent one, Tom Eaves.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. For the two seasons that he was here, he was fucking superb.
I mean, his stats speak for themselves and he just thought every game he's probably going to nab a goal.
Maybe we'll do this next year and it'll be Alex Jakubiak.
Maybe.
He's had a bit of criticism since he's gone, hasn't he? People keep trying to dig him out, which is really unfair.
He's played 5 games for Hull. He missed a penalty in the shootout the other night, which was frustrating. But if you're a Hull fan and you're digging him out after 5 games and you need...
Not even just Hull fans. Some of our fans are digging him out saying he's not good enough at that level, blah, blah, blah. Always felt with ease on the pitch, even if we're 1-0 down, 2-1 down, we've got a chance, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So on Twitter, Owen said he went for a slightly different one.
Yeah.
He said the fans of Bolton and Bury this week, superheroes. Yeah. Especially Bury for me, considering that Bolton are now.
And Bury fans and other football fans went to all that effort, didn't they, to get the ground ready.
Yeah.
Going and prepping it. And today they should have been getting ready for their first league game today.
And then Gary Myerscough said one just for you, which was Tommy Johnson, the ginger pillow.
I wasn't happy with that. Me and Gary had a conversation. Basically, just try and talk about gingers.
Thanks for that, Boz.
Yeah.
So, other comments. We had Cole Stevens, who said Bob Taylor or John Hodge.
Well, that bloke was going at over a goal a game for his last 15, 16 games. And that was back in 1999. That was unheard of at the time. Absolutely unheard of. I think he scored 2 hat tricks in about 4 weeks. And one of them, he was half fit. He only come on after an hour, I think.
I saw on Facebook today that he's auctioning off his match ball, the one that he scored 5 goals.
Can you tell me?
Yeah, he's auctioning that off. I think it might be on.
That'd be quite a lot of money,
I don't know. One of the Jill's Facebook forums. So check that out, anyone that might be interested in a bit of history there. And Cole Stevens also said possibly even Jim Stannard as well.
Big Fat Jim was quality. Again, that goes back to that 95-96 season when we got promoted under Pulis and still sets the record for least goals conceded in a 46-game season. And he was good. I know his nickname and he loved it, but he was fucking quality, Jim. Really, really good.
Yeah. David Pope, Dennis Bailey, when he arrived, was like nothing anyone had seen at Jill's for years. His attempts to dribble and score from kickoff were outrageous.
We met him the other week, didn't we?
You did?
Did I?
It was Doncaster.
Oh.
That was Dennis Bailey. Oh,
was it? Yeah, I remember.
You're useless. Absolutely. Right, balls quick, save it.
You can read
it. Brilliant, you put it on me. Where are we up to?
Well, I've just read that one, Boz, so.
So, Gavin GF's the shilling to Akinboye. I've watched a few of the documentary recently on YouTube when Akinboye was there, and he looks outrageous. A lot of clubs coming in for him bidding big money. Went on to play in the Premier League, didn't he?
Yeah, the one. I don't think he...
He was flopping in the Premier League. Yeah. He went on to play there.
I think he got voted one of Leicester's...
Wolves as well.
Well, was it Junior Lewis got voted Leicester's worst?
Taylor's signing, both, didn't he?
Yeah.
Gary Brad went with Danny Kedwell.
Super Dan. Yeah, not a bad shout. Yeah.
Championship winning top scorer, wasn't he? So...
I'd say in that league winning season, he probably was a bit of a superhero,
wasn't
he? Probably
was, yeah.
Which out, would we have won the league? Probably not.
What a moment when he got the winner against Torquay.
He also got the equaliser against Wimbledon, didn't he?
No, we went 2-0 up against Wimbledon, they pegged us back.
But he scored, didn't he? It guaranteed we went up and it guaranteed Wimbledon survived as well. It was probably like the perfect day for him.
Yeah, they just about stayed up. Rachel Bradley, nobody tops Andy Hessenthaler in my eyes.
Yeah, phenomenal for a long, long time as well.
Says it all, Mr. Gillingham. Some of the incidents he was involved in, the rugby tackle.
To Andy Reid.
On Andy Reid. I was going to say the manhandling of the streaker, that's probably the wrong one to use. Mark
was another one, wasn't it? When he got Viduka sent off a Leeds fancy. What was the one where he'd been sent from the stands as manager and then brought himself on because he was player manager? What an absolute boy.
He had to walk, didn't he have to warm up behind the goal or something?
Yeah, they wouldn't warm up on a touchline because he'd been sent off.
But yeah, one of my favourite players.
Goal against Stoke in the playoffs that season when we went up.
Yeah, just Mr. Gillingham. Rachel also adds, and that duck mascot we had for a bit, he was pretty special. I don't know.
Mid-2000s.
Well, I'm not sure if the first bit is a separate comment. So the duck mascot we had for a bit. And then I think she might be describing you. He was pretty special. He wore a nappy.
Boz got in the subject.
Maybe that's what she meant.
Do you remember the duck?
No.
I do.
I've no idea.
It was like mid-2000s. And he used to take penalties with Tommy at half time.
What?
It was supporting some sort of charity, I'm sure.
Rachel had some of Boz's drugs.
Yeah.
Up the paracetamol.
Up the seat-a-mol.
And then Adrian Smith. I used to like the centre half when I was young. Like, hang on. Am
Boz
I reading that
John one? Crabb or Dave Shipley? I remember Dave Shipley. That was Neil Shipley's dad, wasn't it? But I don't recognise the other name, obviously. Adrian must be older than us.
Because they wouldn't show away from a tackle. Or at the time, there was also an up-and-coming player called Steve Bruce. I wonder what happened to him. Plus, he didn't get his good looks by being shy in a tackle or two.
Good point. He's got a big nose, hasn't he?
Stevie Bruce.
Good description.
Brilliant. Any others that you two want to add?
Ducky.
Oh, yeah, that's a good shout.
Yeah, more recent one, yeah.
Yeah.
John Egan.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had as good a centre-half at that level for a long time, have we? Kingy. Promotion season 2009, he was immaculate, wasn't he, and left footed as well, which was a bit different.
One of the Nanos I mentioned, Barry Fuller.
I mentioned it on the vlog the other night, so he should be in this, didn't I?
Yeah.
200 games now.
Benjamin Button Barry Fuller.
Yeah. Any more? Because the names that I'm about to mention seamlessly are not superheroes.
The other end of the
kind.
Spectrum, we know.
Yes.
From one end to the other.
So I say this week's name in the frame, it was bloody ages ago we tweeted it out. Now.
Ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, 24th I tweeted out about it. This week's name in the frame had some bloody obscure names. So finishing in third was myself with Duncan Jupp.
I thought you'd have done a bit better, because that's a very low percentage.
19%. He was winning to start off with.
Yeah.
First few hours and finished last. Second was Matthew Bryant.
I did choose Matthew Bryant, didn't you?
35%.
Not bad.
But the winner this week...
Well, the buzzers won something.
I only seem to win when I go for these stupid options.
Sounds about right.
Does. That's why I like it.
The winner this week was Boz's Choice, 46%. Introduce him, please, and tell us a bit about him.
Mr. Baz of the Savage.
Mr. Baz Savage. Him of Moonwalking
Fame.
Yeah,
Moonwalking Fame. I think he scored one goal for us, if I remember right, Cheltenham away.
Mm-hmm.
Then he signed for Brighton next day, made his debut against us. We lost 1-0. Who scored?
Baz Savage.
Of course he did.
We was there.
Yeah, it's we were.
A jewsy thing to do.
He was one of them players. I think I used to describe on the pitch where you'd watch him and he'd just be looking at the floodlights all the time. You'd think he was like a moth. Just like attracted to the floodlights. Like, he had no real football ability, but he was quite funny to watch.
That's savage.
He had a funny run. The ball used to just like bounce off him. And to be honest, I don't know how he made a career out of the game, but fair play to him.
He got quite a lot of limelight for the moonwalk, didn't he? I remember him being on Soccer AM for a few weeks running.
Yeah.
Describing if the pitch was moonwalkable.
Yeah.
Ironically, he was never going to get a chance to moonwalk because he was shit and couldn't score.
And he's now been compared to a moth.
Yeah.
Probably a nice guy, but yeah, not.
Yeah. Not, I'm sure they're all nice guys, but there you go. So yeah. He's currently up on the wall at the moment.
Yeah, looks impressive.
Number 17.
Don't
who would have signed him, Boz?
I think it would have been a Ronnie Jepson signing, wouldn't it?
It looks like that sort of era, doesn't it? It's about, what, 2006-07?
Yeah.
Could have been Neil Cooper, but I'm thinking probably Ronnie Jepson.
Oh, that reminds me, talking of kits. Classic Shirts, it's their birthday this weekend. They've got 20% off on all orders. I'm having a look later.
There you go. We haven't been paid to plug this,
no.
By the way.
No, it's just me wants to go and order one.
Yeah.
I've got a very nice one on there that I'm going to try and get.
There we go.
I'm not telling you which one, in case you ordered before me, there's only one left.
just looking at the agenda, the last thing on the agenda says, watch us lose to Bolton today.
Yeah, I thought I'd cover it in there, just in case.
No, we're going to win.
We know, we can cheers it up. Right, cheers for listening, everyone. Been a few weeks away from us, but hopefully you've enjoyed hearing our delicate voices yet again. Please feel free... What?
Delicate voice.
Delicate voice.
The stupid things we do.
That's proper bent.
What? What's wrong with that? Anyway.
It's not like delicate in this room, is it?
Delicate voices.
Delicate voices. I don't know what's wrong with that. So this weekend, we're doing the vlog today. That'll be out later. So give that a watch and comment on YouTube,
yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah, give it a watch.
Yeah.
All of you.
You sound like a fucking 70s DJ there. Yeah, give it a watch. It's Matthew Boosie here and Jills of the Blood TV. Plenty tunes till the lads are up. So give that a watch. Comment on Facebook, Twitter,
our delicate voices
YouTube.
Will be on the vlog.
Yeah, and we will be probably whacking the pod out soon. So if you're getting a notification and you're en route to the game,
whack us on.
Whack us on and listen and then, yeah, comment and... Retweet any
drag
tweets.
Yeah, all that you do.
Drag it out.
All right. Someone else end it then.
Up the jewels.